Also in this morning's entertainment, I have a new single from Dent May. Decided to make him today's lineage. That'll hit around the 10:30 mark, so please join us for that. Plus, all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you're tuned to Freeform Radio. Let's get this show started with a tune from Soccer Mommy. Soccer Mommy, they are a newly signed mixed-gendered trio playing music somewhere between indie rock and bedroom pop. Sophie Allison fronts the band and is supported by Thomas Borelli and Kelton Young. They formed as a band in Nashville but have since relocated to Brooklyn. They recently signed to Fat Possum Records and they are ready to release their debut full-length album Collection on August 4th. I have for you now the album's pre-release single, Outworn. New music for Soccer Mommy here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. That was the latest material from Beach Fossils here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. Beach Fossils, they're an indie pop quartet based in Brooklyn, New York. And I have to tell you, Brooklyn is really the music hotbed these days. These boys are getting ready to release their brand new album, Somersault, on June 2nd on Bayonet Records. The song I had aired there was Tangerine, and it features Miss Rachel Goswell helping out on vocals. Changing musical direction was something new from Thomas Oliver. This singer-songwriter is from Wellington, New Zealand. From what I read in his bio, Thomas is internationally recognized as one of the leading players of the Wiesenborn lap steel guitar. He's also a multi-talented guitarist, songwriter, and singer, and I have to confess that I hadn't really heard of him until this weekend. However, he did catch my ear with the first listen to this new track of his called Tenderly. His new self-released album, Floating in the Darkness, came out on April 28th. And the track I have for you is that one, Tenderly. New music from Thomas Oliver here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. That was the latest material from Twin Bandit here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. Twin Bandit is really Hannah Walker and Jamie Elliott. This duo plays some wonderful old country slash folk. They hail from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and I first found them in 2015 with the release of their debut full-length album, For You. They are back in 2017 with this brand new single called Everything Under the Sun, which came out on May 12th.
We are World Vision, and we believe in children. We believe in God's calling to help them flourish and achieve a full life. We believe every child deserves clean water, nutritious food, and basic health care. We believe in educating girls and women about immunizations and the healthy timing and spacing of pregnancies, saving the lives of newborns and new moms, helping more children live a full life beyond age 5. We are World Vision, and we believe in children.
If you believe, visit worldvision.org/believe.
Next up, it's a new one from the Aces. They are a four-piece, pop-focused, maturing girl band out of Orem, Utah. They're Crystal Ramirez, McKenna Petty, Katie Henderson, and Alyssa Ramirez. I guess what originally got my attention is that they are on the Red Bull record label. And help, I didn't even know Red Bull had a label. I mean, well, it kind of makes sense, right? They're a marketing company for the most part. So if it's their persona, they do all those extreme game events and promote concerts. So why wouldn't they start a label? Anyway, I personally would tire of this song quickly, but I just thought it was worth sharing. The tune is Baby Who, and it was released as a standalone single on May 19th. So here is new music from the Aces here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Comes in time, make it look easy. Wish I didn't have to try out strangers. Used to take up all my
just
time.
Take your time, turn it all down.
Stay right by the radio. We have today's Lineage with Dent May. Right after the latest here from The Pains of Being Pure at Heart. Reverb Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK hanging here with you. It is music you might otherwise miss. That is new music from The Pains of Being Pure at Heart. It is a cumbersome name, but a talented group. And, well, actually, they really aren't a group. It's essentially Kip Berman. However, when they tour, Kip does add several members. The band's name comes from the title of a children's novel by Charles Augustus Steen III. The band has a new album coming out on July 14th. It'll be titled The Echo of Pleasure. And the song I just played there is Anymore. It's the album's pre-release single. All right, we're up to our new first feature, rather. It is The Lineage, the part of the show when I like to showcase a new tune from an artist. And I'm going to follow it up with a selection from their past. It's always a little fun. Helps add some perspective to an artist's career. Today's pick is Dent May. Dent May is talented. Musician, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, and producer. He's originally from Jackson, Mississippi, but now lives in Los Angeles, California. I first found him in 2009 with the release of his debut album, The Good Feeling Music of Dent May and His Magnificent Ukulele. And it is a magnificent ukulele, by the way. He is an unusual, or he has an unusual and quirky way of looking at and producing his music. He can write some really good tunes, though. It's been 4 years since his last release. The new album, Across the Multiverse, is due out August 18th, and I have you for the pre-release single, which also happens to be the title track. So this is Dent May. He is today's Lineage here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
How did you find me here waiting for you? Across the multiverse we collide. It's extraterrestrial, our love. Across the multiverse, you and I.
Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. Finishing up today's lineage, that was Dent May with Born Too Late, which was released in 2013 on his Warm Blanket album. I want to remind you that today's new release show playlist will be posted at my website, which is tksmusic.com. That's tksmusic.com. While you're there checking out the playlist, I also posted some free downloads. Links to that as is probably a better way to put it. Also, some videos housed there as well, but check it out. It's a piece of cake. It's free. tksmusic.com. Keeping the tunes going here with a visit to today's reissue release of the week. It's from Depeche Mode. The album that has been re-released is Speak and Spell. It was the band's debut album, which was released back in 1981. The band's original lineup was David Gahan, Martin Gore, Andy Fletcher, and Vince Clarke. Vince Clarke actually left the band in 1981, shortly after the release of this album, to combine talents with Alison Moyet and create the band Yaz, which was one of my favorite new wave bands of the early 80s. The debut album by Depeche Mode contained this nice songs like Nice Life, Dreaming of Me, and this one called Just Can't Get Enough. So this is Depeche Mode with our reissue song of the week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
I just can't get enough.
Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK spinning the latest for you here at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Closing off that two-song set was a new tune from Old S Resort. I know very little about this band. I couldn't find a Facebook page on these guys. Their SoundCloud page had no external links. And any site that had the song listed had no information about the band. So I'll tell you what I do know. Old S Resort has self-released an EP and a single in 2017. I just spun the single, which is called Melt Me Down. And, well, that is all. Keeping the tunes going here with a track from Tisha. T-E-I-S-C-H-A. She's an unsigned singer-songwriter from Perth, Australia. And I was really struck by her voice, which reminded me of Adele on First Listen. Her profile counts Leon LaJavis, Frank Ocean, and Amy Winehouse as some of her influences. I know she's currently unsigned, but I can't imagine that staying that way for too long. Somebody is going to pick up this young talent. Tisha has just released a 3-song single, which absolutely makes no sense to me as far as logic goes. This is a self-titled to boot, which doesn't make any sense either. But anyway, the song is available for download, and I provided that link at my website, which is tksmusic.com. So, new music from Tisha here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
I need something to escape my mind. And I know it'll come in time. Oh, these thoughts have got me walking blind. And I know where to go, where this goes. And I'm not alone, I'm not alone. Every hope. I'm not to find some peace and quiet. And I know I'm to blame. Suffocating under heavy war. And I know I can be brave. I'll fight and escape. I'm not alone, I'm not alone. And I will be brave if I'm finding my. I know. In the midnight hour, I feel you.
you take my eyes, I'm remaining love, I'm remaining house. If I'm using my hands, I can see the inside of your mouth. Oh, pet, should I rest on me? Fire up the night, I'm a socialite, I'm a torrent of rage. I can see from behind to my brain and my spine, and thoughts of who I was before you came. Oh, Pat, should I rest on me?
Freeform Radio. Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. It's closing off that, well, hopefully it'll close up. Closing off that two-song set was a new track from Wilderado. Wilderado. They are Maxime Rainier, Colton Deering, Tyler Wimpey, and Justin Keela. Four dudes from Los Angeles, California, making some nice indie alt pop slash rock music. I first featured them January of this year with their great single called Under the Weather. They're back with another single. This one's called Petra Rose, a little more down tempo, and that was self-released on April 28th. And by the way, Wilderado will be playing a show here in town at Great Scott on June 1st. Let me slip in one more from Cloves. Cloves is really just the stage name of Katie Dunstan. She's an amazingly talented, geez, I guess she's about 21 years old now, singer-songwriter out of Melbourne, Australia. I'm not the only one singing her praises. She's been written up in different parts of the world, including Paris, Los Angeles, and, well, of course, Australia. What is impressive is that she's only just getting started. Her debut album, an EP rather, was released in 2015. And in 2017, she is back with a new single. This is called California Numb. Of course, please stay tuned for hours 2 and 3 of music you might otherwise miss.
I'll never get too gay, 'cause the city's too loud, loud. And it can break the bass and run you out of town, loud. The patient crowd who took a life of a ride. I'm California numb.
sun. If you could only see me now, you could hear the punchline that I don't like my face or how I'm turning out. You paid down, and I don't want to hand out. Hey, hey, she's a beautiful waste, and I would be afraid now. Maybe it'll work out. Hey, hey, just a face in the crowd. You took a life for a ride. I'm California now. Turning out.
WMFO in Bedford. Welcome to part two of Music You Might Otherwise Miss. In this segment, I have tunes for you from Thomas Dolby, The English Beat, and The Romantics. Plus, I have new tunes from Generationals, The Courtneys, and Phaser Days. Double Down feature artist is Heavy Heart, which will include two tracks from their latest effort. Plus, got a great cover tune for you. Inner Cover Me feature. Let's get this hour started with a tune from